Career has taken a nosedive in recent years. And what little talent I had back then is totally gone now. The sad news, folks, is you'll undoubtedly find that by walking in here tonight, you wasted your money. My name is Barry Melton. But you know what they say about fools and your money. John's is marketing, right? You know, let's just show you where it's all gone. I was playing Grant Street 23 years ago. This is it. Alright, 23 years ago when I was playing Grant Street, I used to play across the street at a place called the Coffee Gallery. Of course, many of you are old enough to remember the Coffee Gallery. And then when you go home, you can give your parents a dial and ask them what it was like back then. Here we are. The year is 1963. There's a hell that you can't move. There's a hell that you can't move. Thank you. successful and not electrified anyway. And I teamed up with a bunch of guys in my first big gig in the Bay Area. It was a teens and twenties dance at the Oakland Auditorium. As one of the five opening acts for the Young Rascals. It's true, folks. Actually, the Sons of Champlin were there too. In those days, they wore uniforms. We didn't wear uniforms. The Sons of the Champlin all wore uniforms and had people in haircuts. They were really cute. That was before they smoked pot. Yeah, then they changed their name to Yogi Flam, that's right. Was totally different and it was more like this.
Thank you.
taking psychedelics, and Peter Walsh was back in Boston drinking beer. Peter threw together a little band with a fiddle player from the Ants, fiddle player from the Even Dozen Jug Band by the name of Richard Green. And then Peter got his walking papers, and they said, "You know what, Walsh? You're fired." That's right. They fired Peter Walsh. They fired Peter Walsh from C-Train for drinking too much.
Just when things was going so great, they kicked me out of the band. They kicked me out of my head. But God, it happened so fast. And when I went back to the ass, they said, "You're..."
there's one person though who's keeping level headed throughout this entire period. Never touched drugs. And was starting what came to be known as the meditational health food movement in the state of California. While others were running around gobbling up LSD in droves, smoking cannabis sativa, this man alone said, "Eat whole grains." Here he is, the moral leader of the 60s, Mr. John Chipolino. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
go to condo. See? So, of course, it's almost invisible, as you can tell.
Rock and roll!
Somebody to see the day you're cruising. Is it dying every day? Is it sleep before the morning? Will you take the blues away? To be successful is so stressful. There's a lot of times in the wine. And party, party, party while they all be there behind. They sit and they soak for hours and hours in their hot tub hypnotized. And they sell it so romantic, that's the only way to score. You've been with 30 people you ain't never met before. But not me. That's just one place you won't find me.
Safe play. Here he is, folks. The fabulous John Cipollina.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.